It's straight up 7 o'clock. We have 10 degrees with a clear sky here in Northfield. Joining us now by phone, we do have a special guest. United States Senator Tina Smith is joining us. Senator, good morning. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Well, good morning, Jeff. It sounds like it is a cool and sunny morning in here in Northfield, Minnesota.
It's cool and sunny, and you know the good news is cold now, but we've got 60 degrees in the forecast for next week. So,
well, things are looking up as they always do in March.
Yes, they are. Hey, we have you on today to talk about the U.S. Postal Reform Act that you have been working on. Tell us a little bit about, I guess for starters, does it need reform? Why do we need to reform the post office?
Well, so, you know, we all know Americans count on the post office. It's such a big part of our lives that it's even authorized in our Constitution. And what has happened, though, over time is the post office has had a lot of challenges, a lot of threats to it. There was a big effort to privatize a lot of the services of the post office several years ago. So we have passed in Congress the Bipartisan Postal Service Reform Act, which puts the Postal Service on a secure financial footing. It's going to save billions of dollars over the next decade or so. It will make sure and permanently require that the Postal Service can deliver mail 6 days a week, and it's going to bring security to the post office after a lot of threats. You know, Minnesotans rely on the post office for getting their Social Security checks and their veterans benefits, and it's especially important in rural parts of the state. So I'm really glad we got this bipartisan legislation done.
Now, I believe the postmaster during the previous administration, there was a new postmaster named. It must have been about a year or two ago, a couple of years ago, who did start some of these reforms. I'm sure you're familiar with that situation. How much does that have to do with these reforms?
Well, it's a great question. There was a lot of concern in 2020 at the way that the Postmaster General was cutting back service and shutting down distribution centers. There was great concern about what impact that was going to have on people, especially right as we were looking at folks using the post office to mail in their absentee ballots. This is a piece of legislation that will make sure that those kinds of service cuts, you know, don't happen in the future. And it also addresses the underlying financial challenge that was leading to some of those efforts to cut service. There's something that most people don't know, which is that quite a few years ago, the post office was required to kind of prepay its pension expense 75 years into the future. Now, no other federal government agency or private sector business prepays that kind of responsibility into the future. And so what we did with this bill is we got rid of that, which will save a lot of money and also make it so that the post office is on a secure financial footing.
Now, the post office has really evolved with the country over the course of, the last couple of hundred years. But you look at the 21st century. It went through some tough times, and I wouldn't say that it was saved by Amazon, but the whole online shopping has really been if it's a boon to the post office, but it really has solidified, I guess, its position. That evolution, what's the post office going to look like 10, 20 years down the road? Have there been studies and some insight into that?
Well, you know, that is a great question, Jeff, because the way that people rely on packages to be shipped has changed so dramatically with the advent of online shopping. What's interesting is that is actually a relatively profitable part of the business that the post office has, meaning it helps to support the delivery of your Social Security checks and veterans benefits, which actually, they don't make any money on. And so what we really wanted to do is to make sure that, yes, the post office could continue to have a fair shot at that package delivery. And, of course, there are private sector competitors with that, whether it's, UPS or FedEx, because nobody else is standing up to deliver the mail every single day that Americans depend on. So it's kind of I think as we look towards the future, it will be a combination of delivering that mail and also delivering the packages that folks rely on. And it's important also that the post office stay nimble and is able to change with the times, which, you know, inevitably will require new services that we probably can't even imagine right now. I want to just note that the post office has played a very important role in distributing the free COVID rapid tests that folks have been able to order online. That's a good example of how it's adapted and how it has stepped in when people needed it.
We're talking with U.S. Senator Tina Smith about the U.S. Postal Reform Act. Let's talk about where this is going to from here. Are you getting support from across the aisle on this one?
That's the great thing about this. This bill, which passed the Senate earlier this week, it's passed the House, and now is going to go to the president to be signed into law. And it was supported by Republicans and Democrats, by postal workers and by businesses. It has broad bipartisan support. So it is a very important accomplishment. And I have to tell you, this has been worked on for a long, long time. So to get it done this year in the midst of all of the everything else that's going on in Washington is a really important accomplishment.
Yes. There's quite a bit going on in Washington all the way around the world, no doubt about it. Lastly, when the president signs this, will it immediately go into law? Is there a phase-in period to it?
I think that much of the legislation will go into effect right away, and that will be a really good thing. I'm particularly glad to see that the post office will be have the legal underpinning to be able to continue to provide 6-day delivery permanently. This is something that was attempted to be cut back, especially in rural communities, and that's something that folks really rely on. So I'm really glad that that will be in place right away.
All right. Senator, is there anything else about the Postal Reform Act or anything else that Congress is doing, the Senate is doing, that you'd like to mention?
Well, I'll just mention that we will be taking up the federal spending package in the Senate in the coming days to fund the government for the rest of this year, and it will include aid for Ukraine. I think that that's very important to take care of as we watch the terrible events unfolding in Ukraine. So that will be a big part of our work in the coming days here in Washington.
All right. Well, Senator, thank you so much for taking a few minutes and being with us. Much appreciated. You're always welcome here at KYMN Radio. Have a good day, and we'll talk to you again someday.
Thanks so much, Jeff. Talk to you soon.
All right. U.S. Senator Tina Smith joining us to talk about the U.S. Postal Reform Act.